Sand sketches. Beaches provide temporary canvases for one California artist.
Well, for an artist, it must be rewarding to take a step back and admire a time-consuming project once it's finally finished. Well, one creator in California has to hurry if he wants to savor his handiwork. He's a man who takes beachcombing to a whole new level, and his pictures are amazing. Ralitza Vasileva has a story.
American artist Andres Amador has a unique style of art that disappears soon after it appears. The 38-year-old artist has created more than 100 works in 5 years, but you can only see them in a picture. Here's why.
Now you see it, now you don't. These unique works of art were made to disappear, and the American artist behind them is Andres Amador. He discovered this art form playing around with a walking stick. Now Amador's paintbrush is a rake. His canvas, San Francisco's coastline.
Ocean Beach so far has been the best beach that I've found to do this work. It's big and it's big. It's relatively shallow, flat.
Low tide is when he goes to work.
And the space between the high tide and low tide is when my canvas appears.
No matter how intricate his geometric sand designs, high tide sweeps them all away.
I would be in mid making it, and a wave would come through and half of it would wash away in an instant, and there's no way to recover it because the tide is coming back.
But the tide can take away the photograph that preserves the memory of Amador's art.
So why create something that can't possibly last? Well, artist Andres Amador is joining us now from San Francisco. So Andres, why create something so beautiful only to have it washed away in a few hours?
Life is about the process, the doing. It's not about the end result. So that would be probably the first and foremost. The second is that when you know something is not going to last, you stop and you pay attention to it, you appreciate it. You can't put it off till later, and these pieces, sometimes they will only last maybe 10 minutes, maybe less. And so you have to stop. No matter how important, no matter how busy you are in your whatever world you're in at that moment, you have to pay attention for just a bit. And that's a magical thing that something that will not last actually offers.
Do you have an audience of people who's there to witness them until they last, as you say, just for a few minutes?
There are people who will watch up on the overlook, and they might try to yell when a wave is coming that is going to take out a piece of the,
I would yell
the art,
too.
Actually. And there's not much I can do about it. People who might be helping me on the beach itself, they often get frustrated, and I kind of laugh because it's part of it. I want it to wash away. I'm letting my ideas out, and then I allow them to be dissolved.
But don't you miss it?
It's not the ultimate. Once I'm done with the piece, I don't really stay there too long to watch it. I take photos and then I'm happy, I'm satisfied. It's really about the making of it that has so much more power for me.